Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Producer and musician D-Dub is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his passion for music, but what it's been like for him to share that passion with the world. He's done it in many ways. Most recently is through his project, Confessions of a Producer. We're going to talk to him not only about what inspired it, but also hear one of the singles from the first part of his Confessions. Dub, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, Cyrus? I'm glad to be here.
Hey, man, glad to have you on with us. Congratulations on part one of Confessions. We're going to talk a little bit later about when our listeners can expect part two. You know, I was sharing with you before we went live, you know, I'm always excited to talk with people about their passion. And it's very obvious when I was hearing the single sequence that we'll be hearing that music is something that you're passionate about. What has it been like for you, Dub, to be able to share that passion with the world and to see the way that listeners are responding to it?
It's probably a word I use a lot recently, but I think the best word to describe it would have to be dope. It's a dope experience just to be able to have something that you know in your heart is great, and then have someone, you know, literally from another continent, you know, feel the same thing, just like the expression. So I really, a lot of times I use my tagline, D-Dub has that feeling, because I really believe music is a feeling. So things I feel, things, energies, anything I'm going through, I'm able to put it down in wax and grab an artist and able to convey the same message and then come back and say, wow, I really like listening to that song, got me through something or whatever it be. That's the connection I have with music and just trying to always try to make that connection with people.
Right. Do you think the key to that, though, Dub, has been the fact that you don't mind pushing the boundary? I think so many times, you know, we go through life trying to play it safe. Do you think the reason why you get that response is that you don't mind doing something that's out of the box and also that's different than what other people are doing?
Yeah, I definitely try to keep it fresh, and I definitely try to experiment a lot when it comes to, I don't know if anyone gets a chance to download Conversations of a Producer Part 1, you see that I definitely try to experiment with a lot of live instrumentation, and as you'll see in Confessions Part 2, I do it a lot more. And it's definitely my upbringing as far as like being a musician and also not just, you know, in the studio but also live. So it's definitely something that, you know, I love the feeling of how live brings out. So always think, oh, I wonder how that would sound. You only know unless you try it, and I like to try everything. So that's
right.
What I definitely.
Well, for those who haven't gotten Confessions Part 1, we will be telling them at the end of the broadcast, Dub, how they can get it. So take us back then. I mean, if you're going to be able to create music today that is different, that is unique, that is true to who you are as an artist and also as a lover of music, all of that had to begin somewhere. When did you first realize the power that music had?
Oh, I guess I grew up in growing up in church. I guess that's a lot of people's stories for they being having a Caribbean background. I came up in church a lot, and I played the drums first. And I would say my brother would probably tell you I played my legs first because I was playing on my legs before I played on the actual drums. But
yeah.
That's where it started. I literally used to have people watching me play on my legs, and I'm like, why would I actually want to do this? And people are still watching me. I'm not embarrassed about it or anything. And it's like,
right. It
was moving me. Whatever it was moving me, my brother said, you know what? I'm going to teach you how to play the drums this weekend because this is ridiculous. This is 2 months. Like, you're doing it to the point that people are watching you. So I'm like, you know what? The passion was always there. I just had to find a way to guide the passion. And I've never stopped since and kept on evolving and trying to just get better and always wanted to push the envelope to use instrumentation.
So it sounds like even from an early age then, Dub, that you were fearless in this. I mean, that you didn't have the fear. Where do you think that came from? Because, you know, there are some people who don't like to be watched. There are certain people that don't, you know, like for people to hear them, especially in the creative process. Where did that fearlessness come from, do you think?
That's a good question, because I'm very shy. But I think it's the even simple fact that the artists that I work with sometimes – I guess when you get into your passion or you're in your, they call it your zone, you
right.
just forget who's there. And I think that musicians a lot, they get into their zone once they're in their craft. So even when I have an artist, I have that young man named Star Mike, and he gets, you know, on the stage, I'm like, I see a whole different person, but I forget that, you know, he's also a musician, you know what I'm saying? So once you get into your zone, you forget that anyone is there. It's just you and the music. And I think that's definitely when you approach music that way, music can come out pure and it can come out honest.
There we go. And I think that is really, I think, a great lesson for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with producer and musician D-Dub today. He's making his first appearance on our program. He's the man behind Confessions of a Producer. We're going to be telling you a little bit later how you can get a part one for yourself, as well as, of course, when you can expect part two. You know, one of the selections from part one is Sequence that I referenced earlier. Talk to us a little bit about the inspiration behind this one.
Oh, Sequence is a record off of my my first part one, and basically, an artist of mine is Widmark. He's definitely one of the artists that I'm a fan. Before anything else, I was a fan, and I really wanted to work with him. And we worked on his first EP together, and then I was like, look, I want to make sure that, you know, whatever you do, I want to make sure I showcase it. So we did this one song called Sequence. And it's basically a record representing him where he's from, you know, being the fact he's from New York City and now lives in Brooklyn. But it's basically just going through what we go through as musicians, you know, going from the ups and downs of the grind and just explaining that. That's why part of the EP is basically, it's basically like they're explaining my road, but it's not really me. But we all know as musicians, this road that we take is definitely one that's, you know, not for the light at heart. So end of the day,
right.
really what you go through and the ups and downs, and even though that, you know, you go through bad things, they're just a sequence of for good things to happen eventually. So at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Yeah. You know, before we actually play the single, I want to go a little bit more into the idea behind Confessions, because as we've been saying, part one is out now, part two is coming. Where did the initial concept, I mean, Confessions of a Producer, you know, where did that initial concept come from?
Initial concept, I came from me. I just sat down one day, and I was like a lot of people, I wore a lot of different hats in the company that I had as far as these D-Dub Productions, doing the plays, doing the musical, working with artists, the R&B, also gospel, also pop. It kind of gave me this, a feel of, you know, I don't think people know exactly what I'm capable of, and I really felt that, you know, I need to really put it out there. And when you put something out there, it's kind of like a confession. And I was like, you know, I'm actually putting together a project, you know, called Confessions of a Producer, and it went from being this one project to, like, you know, I'm going to make a three-part EP because I really don't feel that I can get it in one. So I need to do a three-part, and that's what it came from.
Got you. Well, we're going to come back to that here in a moment, Dub. Here is Sequence from Confessions of a Producer, Part 1. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this.
The boy hot can't extinguish. Flow speaking in tongues can't distinguish. Hell fire in the booth like a sauna room. Why hate catch up if it bothers you? No truth spent frivolous. Eyeball and see higher fuel in the sky. Eyeball, long eye wait. Deep past the medicine, I'm flattered too deep. I speak behind presidents. Architect mayhem, method for the camera. Breeze through the calendar, fiscal, imagine that. Best out, no question. All due diligence, apply through the message. See money, see dreams, they purposely aggressive. Keep fighting for possession. Loose ball, no foul, point in one direction. Jump ball anxious, one more vanquish. I show more anguish and pain if it's vanished by a purchase too lavish. Receipts no return, motherfucker, why bag it? Attic way past and the ticket for the limit. When the rent's too brisk, so certain that I live it. Care for no glare, I shine, no sequence. Bad luck has changed, so it used to come in sequence. New York my first home, and Brooklyn my second. Care for no glare, I shine, no sequence. Bad luck has changed, so it used to come in sequence.
New York my first home, and Brooklyn my second.
I refuel if the flame's gone, tools for the statue. Go light if I have to, replenish in the closet. Objects from my reach break even as I repeat. speak tones well mastered. Manner of a beast, length pardoned by the grin. Rims Malcolm by the speech, preach briefly, no priest. The ego I can't let go. Ha! Kick fuego with all ease. Carry through the listener, verse release prisoners. Palms itch and get urges. Encore stern, applause need no curtain. Nerves no cure, but the urge still pure. Fill no chemical, trapeze to purchase. Land on an Audemars certain. Longchamp carry on. Let the stewardess know that fame's right beneath her. Where's my pillow? Huh? They make rain, I make hail. Cause is a blemish, I blush up the damage. On to the top, no fame I can't manage. Flow break bones, get the bandage. The air that I breathe, so few in my league. Care for no glare, I shine, no sequence. Bad luck has changed, so it used to come in sequence. Sequence. New York my first home, and Brooklyn my second. Care for no glare, I shine, no sequence. Bad luck has changed, so it used to come in sequence.
New York my first home and Brooklyn my second.
Whitmark,
Whitmark,
D-Dub,
D-Dub,
Dub Files in the oven,
Dub Files in the oven,
still sleeping,
the wholesome never
the wholesome
lonesome,
never lonesome.
New York ain't even going nowhere,
New York ain't going nowhere,
never ever,
ha, we ain't never left, ha. Man, boy oh boy.
That was Sequence here on Conversations Live from, of course, D-Dub, Confessions of a Producer. That's part one. You're listening to Conversations Live. We've been talking to Dub not only about his journey with music, but also what it's been like for him to share it fearlessly with people. You know, one thing I noticed from that track the first time I heard it, Dub, when I got it, was not only, I think, you know, the beat. Of course, a lot of people are drawn in by the beat, but also by the actual lyricist. I mean, is that part of what draws you to other artists, them being able to actually share a message and to do it in a way that is not only captivating, but also can be entertaining as well?
Yeah, I'm definitely glad that you noticed that, Cyrus, because I'm hoping that most of my fans or fans of any music that I do would definitely notice that I try to have a message, you know. Even with the last video we just dropped from the EP, from the first one, it was another one called Woke Up This Morning. It was basically talking about just what we do as far as, like, you know, every day what we wake up, what drives us to wake up and things like that. And I'm like, I'm driven to wake up every day by certain things. And I'm like, when like people like to know what you get woken up by. So it's like the lyricism definitely is a big part to me, and it draws me as just like a person that as a rapper is drawn by certain kinds of intricate production. I'm definitely drawn by intricate wordplay. I'm drawn by how you present yourself, and it's definitely something that, you know, I keep in mind when looking for artists that, you know, are going to be on my tracks and things like that. And
Right. You know, it's funny that you mentioned the video, because I actually watched the video and I was prepping for this, and I thought to myself, you know what, most of us don't wake up with two girls in our bed, but, you know, I think that, I mean, there is the visual, and then there's the message, and I think it's one thing to draw people in with the visual, but then, I mean, I think to be able to have that, the lyrical to go with it, definitely is what gets people to talking. I mean, because visual only take you so far, as we know. So, you know, as you're going through, as you mentioned, it's going to be three parts to this. Part one is already out. You know, we'll be talking a little bit more about part two when it's coming. You know, did you feel, I know when I speak to authors on this program, and I kind of relate what you're doing to what I do when I talk to people, Dub, who are releasing sequels to work. You know, do you feel the pressure yourself to be able to match what people expected from, you know, from the previous work and what they'll be looking forward to from the next one?
I guess yes and no. I guess I put so much pressure on myself initially, just to create records. That is so hard. I told my friend the other day, I'm like, I have such my project mindset is so different from a lot of people that sometimes I'm ahead of them at point. Like, you don't have to really ask me to do anything; it's already done, or it's I'm waiting for it. So I've been sitting on records. This project's been on my heart for a while. So it's been a thing about just basically having the right time to put it out. And now that I had the correct space, I'm ready to go. I'm definitely second one will be coming out next week, and the following week coming out end of August. And I'm just just once they're all out of the system. Each one is, I feel personally that the first EP was great, but I'm not going to lie and act like the second one isn't my favorite now. And I just said that's the kind of mindset I'm on, because I always try to make the next thing better than the last thing. Not,
right.
You know, deliberately, but you always try to surpass, I guess, you know, so to make sure that, you know, that whatever happened last time, you know, they can't be like, oh, just at the last one, you know? Because I think
right.
every one of them have a different feeling. You know, I think that,
gotcha.
That everything was done at a different time, and I think that the first one was basically introduction to me. And this one's a little bit more of a range of what I do, and then the last one will probably be a little more combination of other things, you know, and up to all three. But I think all three can be listened to back to back. They're all great, because it was my favorite thing to listen to at one point, my EP, and now the second one is, you know. So at the same time, it's like I'm just wanting to continue to make great music and continue to want to hear new stuff and wanting to make new stuff, you know, and. That's what drives me, really.
Yeah. So would it be safe to say then, Dub, that when people listen to part one, part two, part three, what they really are doing are really getting into the heart of the man. They're getting into the heart of D-Dub and what inspires him and motivates him.
Yep. I definitely feel that, and it was definitely just giving people an opportunity to understand that, you know, these are people that I really think these are dope artists. The people that I work with, I don't just work with them because, you know, these are the only people I can get to be on my tracks. No, I really think you're phenomenal people, and I really feel that, you know, you should get a platform to show that. And if I
yeah.
can create a platform and if it be my platform, we share the stage together. But, you know, this is music I really believe in, and if you really believe in me, you're going to believe in it, you know, and things like that. And we go from there, and it's just been great. I'm like, I make music with these people in such a fluid way that it's just one of those things that, you know, I can't wait to show it off. So it's one of those things like,
yeah.
you know, I just want to present it in a way that I can show it off, and it wouldn't just look like I'm just trying to just show a project or per se, just really showing my journey. You know what I'm saying? As far as like as a musician and as a producer.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I think the other thing that comes away from what you just said, Dub, is why people should never be afraid, you know, to share the stage, because I think you can only strengthen each other when you are with people that are like-minded and that are just as focused and driven as you. So that saying is, you know, there's strength in numbers, I think, definitely plays its role when it comes to something like that, and you're just showing it by being able to, you know, bring to the table people who, you know, who share that same focus and drive that you have. Again, everyone, D-Dub has been our guest here. We've been talking to him not only about the musical journey that he's been on, but also the journey that he's been taking us on as well as music lovers. The project that's out right now is Confessions of a Producer, Part 1. Part 2, as you just heard him say, is coming out just next week. And then later on this year, of course, Part 3 will be released. So, Dub, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as be able to get Part 1 for themselves?
Right now, you can get Part 1 on datpiff.com, D-Dub 1, and you could listen to the whole EP also on my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/D-Dub, D-Dub Prod. Anything, YouTube videos are dropped also, you can go to youtube.com/D-Dub. Prod, D-Dub Prod, and look at those also, and check out what I've been working on other than my EP, anything else I've been working on, and just look out for that. I'm working on, there's a couple of artists that I'm working on with Mark. He's dropping his EP soon. Another young independent man, that's Joe Carter, he's also dropping his EP soon. I'll be working on that after I finish my EP also. So look for a lot to be coming from E-Dub, D-Dub, the end of the year. Fourth quarter is going to be crazy, I feel.
Well, a lot for us to be looking forward to, and we should say, too, that that D-Dub is also on Twitter. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with him there at The Real D-Dub, where you guys can find him there. We actually tagged him on our page to make it easy for you guys. D-Dub, congratulations to you, man, on Confessions.
Thank you.
And definitely looking forward to more great music coming up from you later on this year.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, glad to have you. And we also thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. And if you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, go follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.